like clips of their show, and it their show is like way more upbeat than their actual music that they put out on like music platforms. They do more of like a DJ sort of dance set when they're performing live, versus their content that I'm gonna play in a little bit is more just straight up jazz, which is really interesting to me. The way they kind of select which sounds they're gonna present on which platform and which production of like sort of sound and which way you're hearing it. Very interesting, very cool. They have a lot of really fun cool sounds. Just a warning, up next it's gonna slow down a lot. It's gonna get a little sleepy. People tell me that my music gets sleepy, which is true, but I think I'm just a sleepy girl. Like, I can't help it. Anyway, so it's going to get jazzy. It's going to get slow. It's going to get fine-tuned. It's going to get fun, okay? So up next is going to be some Dublon, and then I'm going to talk about how they have an up-and-coming show in Vancouver coming very soon. We're going to listen to their newest newest single that they just came out with. It's called Euro, featuring Nathan Haynes. Here is Euro by Dublon.
Curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday, you heard that right, Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m., your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
Thank you.
yeah, gorgeous. That was Just As If by Dublon on their album Pollen. Dublon is coming to Vancouver this September 27th at the Village Studios. Very cool, very awesome. Interesting venue choice for this artist. I feel like their live music is a little bit more of like upbeat. It's a little more housey jazz, whereas I feel like his music that he puts out onto streaming platforms is fairly just straight up jazz, or a little bit kind of, I guess, more on the electronic side, so to speak, like just with the fusion between like the sounds and such. It's very it's very fun. It's very quick too. A lot of their songs are like 2 to 3 minutes, which is cool. But I also wanted to say that Mac DeMarco is coming to Vancouver at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre September 24th. I am going to this one. I'm very excited about it. I did win the Ticketmaster battle, and it was very exciting. So I am going to see Mac DeMarco September 24th, and maybe I'll do a show after and talk about my experience and the crowd and just the all-around ambiance of the Mac DeMarco wonderful epicness that's going to happen on September 24th. Very exciting, very epic, very fun. So I'm going to be playing a little bit more Mac DeMarco and Dublon just because I feel like that's what I should be playing, and it's going to be really awesome. And then I'm going to come back, and then we're going to listen to some more Ethel Kane, because I love her and she's so awesome. Anyway, so for now, here's some Mac DeMarco and more Dublon, and then I'll come back and talk about what I'm going to play next. Here is Crescent City by Mac DeMarco. Enjoy. Stunning, so epic, so fun, very cool, very awesome. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Community Radio Station from Simon Fraser University. You are listening to Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm your host, Katie. I'm so happy and excited to be here. That was just Breach by Dublon on their album Pollen. Dublon is coming to Vancouver September 27th at Village Studios, which is super fun and super cool. If you're interested in the music that was just playing or more of like jazzy house music, Dublon is definitely for you. They're going to have a lot more of an exciting like live performance. I think it's going to be really fun and really cool. Also, Mac DeMarco coming to Vancouver September 24th at the Queen Elizabeth Theater. There's so many cool shows coming to Vancouver this fall. Like, it's very exciting, and I'm seeing Mac DeMarco, Night Tapes, Bass Victim in November, Pearly Drops in January, I think. There's just so much cool, epic music coming to Vancouver this fall. Dublon, Magdalena Bay, just like really epic sounds just happening all around Vancouver. And what else I wanted to talk about was, oh yeah, okay, I wanted to talk about Ethylgane a little bit more. Guys, I am in the depths of Ethylgane's universe. Like, I don't know why she swallowed me whole and is keeping me captive within her content, but I'm obsessed with it. Like, I think it's so unique, and it's very grand, it's very all-consuming, and it's such a slow burn, and they're all like, it's consistent with a theme, and it's so like fulfilling to listen to and enjoy. I didn't get a chance to talk about her new album, Willoughby Tucker, I'll Always Love You, because it came out in August, and I don't remember if I really went into depth about the album, but it's a really interesting addition to the Ethylgane sort of universe. Ethylgane is not Ethel Cain. Ethel Cain is a character created by Hayden Anhedonia, whom is the vocalist and main production behind the Ethel Cain character. Hayden Anhedonia is a Florida-born singer-songwriter. She has sort of like a Southern Gothic sort of vibe. It has sort of just a consistent theme of storytelling and sharing and perspective shifting and sort of just growth and rebirth and death and just sort of the cycle of the human existence and especially the female experience. It has very strong themes of existence, being sort of an outcast or feeling different than the rest of the population, or just thinking in an alternative way but trying to take actions that align yourself with the sort of standard way of living and being. So it's sort of a really interesting contrast between what you think you are and how you're acting. And I think that sort of sound production, the sound production that Ethel Cain makes within Willoughby Tucker, I'll Always Love You, is very intense, and you really have to get into the mindset and like sort of really like immerse yourself in the Ethel Cain universe. It's not a light album. It's not a light listen. It's not a let's just put this on in the background. I mean, you could obviously, but it's definitely takes time to digest and understand. And even Preacher's Daughter, although it was a little bit more light sounding and not as sort of dark, it had definitely dark themes within the vocals and lyricism, but I mean the sounds were less dark. It was more like congregation or sort of like worship music, so to say. Willoughby Tucker, I Will Always Love You is definitely more of a dark theme. There's more of a sound, not of lyrics. I mean, with lyricism as well, but just in the sound in general, it continuously stays within a low hum sort of downwards toned essence towards most of the album. Honorable mention for Willoughby Tucker, I Will Always Love You, because Ethel Cain's music is like most of her songs are at least 8 to 10 minutes long, so I won't be able to play any of them, and a lot of them are very explicit, and this is a family friendly show, so I can't really play a lot of the music. I mean, I will play some Ethel Cain, but it's going to be from Preacher's Daughter. But some honorable mentions that if you're interested in Ethel Cain and you want to dive into her music, but you can't really, like, listening to the album in its entirety is a challenge because it's such an immersive, like, you need to be in the right headspace. And it's long. It's an hour and 14 minutes. So it's not, like, a quick album. I mean, it's not super long, but it's definitely has some substance. But if you want to just have a light listen, some really good fun listens would be on Willoughby Tucker, I'll Always Love You. I think Nettles is really sweet. I think Nettles is really charming. Dust Bowl gives me that sort of like feeling in my stomach where I'm about to like explode and implode all at once. I can't say the name of this one, but it's about eyes. So it's the only song or track on the album that has eyes in the title. I can't say the name because, again, we're on a family-friendly show and I love to keep things PG. Anyway, that one's a really good track. Dust Bowl, Tempest, Waco, Texas. Those are all really good entry points into the Ethel Cain universe. And if you're thinking beyond Willoughby Tucker, I'll Always Love You, Preacher's Daughter, absolute masterpiece. American Teenager, House in Nebraska, Sunbleached Flies, which we're going to listen to, Thoroughfare, just all around great, just great sounds. You definitely give them to listen. Anyway, we're going to listen to Sunbleached Flies by Ethel Kane because it's stunning. It's gorgeous. Come on. It's amazing. So, yeah. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful week. We're going to listen to some Ethel Kane because it's definitely September vibes. Like, she just gives September all the time. So, yeah, thanks for listening. This was CJSF 90.1 FM, Raccoon City, here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. Tune in next Tuesday where I'm going to talk about more up-and-coming shows, maybe do some reviews on the shows I'm going to watch in the next coming weeks. So definitely stick around and come hang out at CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca to listen for more programs and more shows. Really awesome. Anyway, I've got to go. Here is Sunbleached Flies by Ethel Kane on her album Preacher's Daughter.
Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed. I'll be back next Tuesday, 12 to 1. See you all next week. Bye.